She is not there, Mataji.
No, Mataji, she's not there.
I have the presentation, but I don't know how to share, Mataji. We need her.
So, Mataji, if you have the presentation, if anybody is ready, Vinaya Mataji or Indu Mataji, they can share and you can talk.
I can email them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shall we call Mataji, Mataji, or anybody is calling her?
I called, but she didn't pick up. You can call her, Mataji.
Maybe it's a little early and she's getting her kids ready or something.
Yeah, Mataji, she's not lifting.
Yeah, you can, one of them can share for you, Mataji. You can email them.
I'm emailing to Indu Mataji. You got it, Mataji?
Mataji, I just got a blank email, Mataji.
No, no, get the second one. I sent two emails.
I don't have it yet. Give me a few minutes, Mataji.
I'm not good at technology, Mataji.
I didn't received that email yet, Mataji. Can you please share it again?
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
Mataji, she is joining. Padma Sakhi Mataji is joining.
Okay, she's joining. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mataji, did you get now? I send it again.
Yes, I have received it.
Okay, and Mataji is also here.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
I'm so
Hare
sorry.
Krishna Padma Sakhi, Mataji.
I'm so sorry, Mataji. What happened? Usually they end at 8, right? So I was usually my Prabhu take care of kid, but he was very sick. So I was getting them ready. I'm so sorry.
Hare Krishna Padma Sakhi Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for your time, Prabhuji, and giving this enlightening topic on this parikrama.
You said Prabhuji. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I hand over the call to you.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So since yesterday, actually, I have been meditating because as I say that I have least qualification to talk about Radha Kund. So many on the call, Shyama Gauri Mataji, Kaumudiki Mataji, they know so much and they are much, much advanced than me. But thank you that Shyama Gauri Mataji gave me this chance on speaking about Radha Kund Parikrama. So we will start. Okay, so Mataji, you're sharing. Can you stop that, Mataji? Can I share, please? Then I can move according. Thank you. So, yeah, be sharing. Thank you, Mataji. So we all know that Rupa Goswami says, what does he say? He says, than the material world, spiritual world is definitely greater. So Vaikuntha planet is greater than Vaikuntha. Mathura is because Krishna is birth there. Than Gokul, Vrindavan is more great. Why? Because Krishna did his Rasa Leela there. And then that Govardhan is much, much greater. Why? Because Krishna lifted with his own hands for 7 days and he did so many sweet pastimes. And then Govardhan, Radha Kund is more and more and more greater, greater in the whole entire creation. There is nothing like Radha Kund. So why? Because Krishna does lots of confidential pastimes here. Then, so we will begin. This is the Parikrama mark that we have today. Bhakti, where are we starting? So we'll cover all these places. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati's, Bhajan Kutir, Jagannath Temple, Lalita Kund, Lalita Mohan Temple, Jiva Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, Madhavendra Puri Baitak. So basically, these are all the places around Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, all these places. So we are seeing Radha Kund and Shyam Kund together. See, Radha Kund is a rectangle in shape, square or like neat and nicely designed borders. But the Shyam Kund is not as rectangular shape as Radha Kund. Why? We will see now in our further discussion. So to begin with, So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Govinda Lilamrita says that Radhakund is surrounded in eight directions by eight kunjas, and each kunja or a grove is owned by eight of her principal sakis. Same with Shyamakund. They have eight kunjas each one is owned by eight principal sakas. So how did Radhakund appear in the spiritual world? We know that it is there here in the material world, but how did it appear in the spiritual world? So when Radha and Krishna are having their sweet, exchanges, we know that how much Radharani loves Krishna. Nobody can love Krishna as she loves Krishna. So then what happened? Krishna was so much immersed, in the thoughts of Radharani, thinking about Radharani, and he was thinking about how much she loves him. So in that, what happened? He got so immersed in the thoughts. He got so immersed in the thoughts. And what did he do? He got her complexion. He got her mood. And he ran in the forest like saying, hey, how will Radharani run? Saying, hey, Krishna, Krishna. So she was running, saying that. He was running. Then seeing Krishna leave the place and seeing him in so much ecstatic mood, what did Radharani do? Radharani also took, thinking about Krishna, how ecstatic he got, she went into that ecstatic mood and she took the form of Krishna. And all the sakis were thinking, no, we have to do something now. Radharani is getting so ecstatic and she started crying like saying Radhe, Radhe, because they exchanged their moods right now. Krishna is saying, Krishna took the mood of Radharani saying Krishna, and Radharani took the mood of Krishna and she started saying Radhe, Radhe. So they will go, somehow they will figure out where Krishna is, and then they will say, hey Krishna, see Radharani is, crying. Radharani is feeling, bad. What are you doing here? You got to come now. So Krishna immediately will come back to his normal senses and he will go to meet Radharani. Then on the way, he meets Radharani and he will, console her, and he will say that, hey Radhe, did you see, in your ecstatic mood, you shed your tears, and being in separation, I started shedding tears, and look, there are two kunds that are formed. So then they will go and take, Krishna takes bath in Shyam Kund, Radharani takes bath in her kund, and then that is how in the spiritual world, these two, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, are eternally there. And we know the past, and according to our time calculations, from morning 10:48 to afternoon 3:36 p.m. that is the place, that is the time where Radha and Krishna and the gopis, they stay at Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So this is the time allocated. They stay different times at different places and do pastimes, but this Madhyana, this time is allocated at Radha Kund. So I think it's
Mataji. I want to sing the shloka about the Radha Kund.
Mataji, I didn't add. Yes, please go ahead.
Yatha Radha Priya Vishnur Tasya Kundam Priya Sata Sarva Gopishu Seveka Vishnu Ratnam Vallabha. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, so her lake known as Radha Kundi is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved.
It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, right, Mataji?
Yeah, it's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 18.8.
So I think in 1987 and 2010, sometimes like two times they cleaned Radha Kund, so that then they found a lot of steps under Radha Kund. If you see here, see so many steps, and on the first day when we did, the Kaumudiki Mataji was mentioning, it's called Kankan Kund. So this is that Kankan Kund, which actually the sakis dig with their Kankan bangles, bracelets. So then going forward, so before even we enter Radha Kund, there are, I showed all the different places there. So even Radha Kund is being protected on the four sides by Lord Shiva. So we have Bankandi Mahadev on the east side of Radha Kund, and Rameshwar Mahadev is there. But now the picture you're seeing is Kundeshwar Mahadev. He's on the south side protecting Radha Kund. So then Mataji.
Yeah, Mataji, this Kundeshwar Mahadev, he protects, how he protects, like he doesn't allow anybody to go there who is not qualified. So everybody going there needs the qualification from Radharani, you know, mercy of the Radharani, then only they can go. Otherwise, this Kundeshwar Mahadev will not allow to go there.
Yes, Mataji. So then, there is this old Radha Krishna temple. Actually, I was trying to find the pictures and there was nowhere, but somehow before I was sleeping at 11 o'clock, I could find. Somebody posted in their Picasa. I was not able to take the photo of it. So I took the photo from my mobile and then kept it here. So this is this temple. It's like a pyramid shape, old Radha Krishna temple. Actually, Raghunath Das Goswami found these TTs during the excavation of Radha Kund. And down this temple, there are like two trees, a large neem tree and a banyan tree. They are intertwined and the Vrajvasis worship them as Radha and Krishna. And as we go further, we will see one temple called Gopalam Manipur Mandir. And Gopal Manipur Mandir, this is the picture. So what happened, this Gopal deity originally was worshipped by a Brahmana, but about 100 years ago, the king of Manipur had got a dream saying that Gopal said, please build me a temple so that I can always gaze Radha Kund as well as I can give darshan to Surya Bhagavan. So he exactly built a temple in such a place where the first rays of the rising sun appear on Radha Kund. In that way, he is giving darshan to the sun rays and Gopal Diti is also having the darshan of Radha Kund. So this temple is presently under the care of our ISKCON devotees. So that is Gopal Manipur Mandir. And then coming to Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi. So before this, we'll go to a small history of how Radha Kund was found by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, that means after 4,500 years ago, after Krishna left and in between Vajranav had come, he had established. But then again, Vrindavan was lost. People actually forgot that is Vrindavan. Basically, it became a jungle and they don't, know Radha Kund. They don't know Shyama Kund. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to excavate, he went to first Aritagram, or it's called Aristagram, because that is where Krishna killed Aristasur. So when he went there, he was asking everybody about if they know Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, but nobody was able to say. They just said, we have only two ponds in our paddy fields. One is Kali, like black, and one is Gori, golden color. So only these two are there. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. There was no much water. There was a very less water there, but still he took his bath and the first prayer that he did was what Shyama Gauri Mataji now recited. He did that prayer and all the villagers were astonished. Like, what is this? He's, jumping in this little water and he's feeling so ecstatic about it. So who else can find Radha Kund other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he found it. And then the Goswamis came. So he handed it over to the Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami. So what happened to Raghunath Das Goswami? We know that he's from a very, very rich family. That's a different story. But still, he got lot of association from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was at Puri. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this material world, he was so dejected. He was so depressed. In fact, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, stand on top of Govardhan and commit a suicide. That was what he was planning. So he thought, first I have to go and take blessings of, Sanatan Goswami and Jeeva Rupa Goswami, and then I have to meet them, then I will do that. So when he goes, he will express his desire, like his thought process. But then Sanatan Goswami will say, what you are thinking is wrong, because once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to me that this body is mine, Sanatan, you should not abuse it. This is my body. In one context, he says to Sanatan Goswami. So understanding that Raghunath Das Goswami will give up the thought of committing suicide, and then he will come to this place where Radha Kund is there. Then he has a small bhajan kutir here. Why the bhajan kutir came, how it came, we will see in the further slides. So then Raghunath Das Goswami, he came and he stayed here for 41 years. He would chant 64 rounds every day and just drink a cup of buttermilk. And his spiritual identity is Rati Manjari. So he just rested only for 90 minutes. That means 1.5 hour. Now what happened? He's after he left his body, his mortal remains are at the 3 Goswami Samadhis, which we will be seeing further slides. But then he came in the dream of, I think, Jiva Goswami, and he said that he wants a samadhi even at the bank of Radha Kund. So this, it's like just if this is Radha Kund on the right hand side, if you go, there is this big, not very big, but very nice, like 24 hours there is the kirtan going on with big kartals they will be doing. When I went, I didn't know, so I asked, can I play kartal? They said, no, not everybody can play. We will, like, we have a group of people who will do that. Maybe they come from a lineage, I don't know that, but they will be doing, and they will always be cooking prasadam. So this is the samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami. See, they're cooking always. If you go a little bit backside, then there is a DT of Radha and Krishna. So this is Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi Mandir. And see, this is Radha Kund. And on the bank only we have Janava Baitak. So basically Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi Mandir and Janava Mata's Baitak, they are a little bit, suppose this is Mandir, and they're like in the same side of the Radha Kund. So what happened? We know Janava Mata, she was the wife of Nityananda. And we know how after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu left this world, then she became a true leader actually to our Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And she became a powerful preacher. She established so many, like she got Radharani deities beside Radha Shyam Sundar. She established some deities, I think Radha Gopinath also. So, and she became a powerful preacher. What happened once she will come to Radha Kund? In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling so bad. He's in feeling separation of the other Goswamis who has left this world already. So she will come and she will visit Raghunath Das Goswami at his Bhajan Kutir, which is on the banks of Radha Kund. Then immediately Raghunath Das Goswami, I think Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami will go and tell, like, oh, Mother Janava is coming, Janava Mata is coming. Then he will go running and he will do prostrate obeisances. And Janava Mata will inquire how he is doing. She will, you know, talk with him. And she stayed there for, I think, 2 months so that she can, you know, console Raghunath Das Goswami. So this is the place where she was sitting here under this tree, under this tamal tree. So this is Janava Baitak. So what happened? We know Janava Mata is Ananga Manjari. She, who is the sister of Radharani. So what happened one day when she was sitting here, Ananga Manjari's Kunja in Radha Kund is exactly at the center. So one day when she was sitting under this baitak, then she was hearing a flute sound. She thought, what is this flute sound? Like, she was a little bit confused. She was looking here and there. And from this very place where Janava Baitaks we are seeing on the picture, she got the vision of Gopinath with all the gopis playing the flute in the Ananga Manjari's Kunja spot. So basically it was her Kunja only, which Lord Gopinath revealed that form and the pastime. So then she fell unconscious. That is the pastime that took place here, Janava Baitak. And then we have the Bhajan Kutir of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. This is the Bhajan Kutir. Shyamagauri Mataji, you want to say something? Then we have the 3 Goswami Samadhi. It is Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Basically, the 3 left their bodies on the same tithi but in a different year. Raghunath Das Goswami in 1588, Kaviraj Goswami 1583, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami 1563. So these 3 samadhis are there. They just left on the Dwadasi before Kartik, but different years. So this is that samadhi. And when we come out of the Samadhi Mandir, 3 Samadhi Mandir, and turn left, there's this ghat on Shyamakund. It is called Manasa Pavan Ghat, which is the ghat of Subala Sakha, because we know Shyamakund has the kunjas of the Ashta Sakhas. So this is the kunja of Subala Sakha, but he handed it over to Radharani. And then Radharani used to come and take bath here at this spot with the gopis before they all meet Krishna. So this is that it's on the northwest bank, and there are also Pancha Pandava trees. So now what happened, what are these Pancha Pandava trees was, when Raghunath Das Goswami came, the Radha Kund was just 12 by 12. That was the size. Then he had a desire, he could foresee that the, you know, so many people all around the world are going to come to this Radha Kund. So he wanted to build it very nicely so that it will be convenient for the devotees and the visitors who are coming, but he doesn't have money. Then he used to think, no, I'm thinking about money. Maybe I should not think about money. We know how rich Raghunath Das Goswami was. So then what happened? There was a very rich merchant who goes to Badrinath and he wants to donate money to Badri Vishal. But the Badri Vishal comes in his dream and he says that, I have enough money. So, you know, you don't, I have everything enough. So what you will do is hand this money to Raghunath Das Goswami, who stays in Vrindavan on the banks of Radha Kund. So this merchant comes and he hands over all the money to Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami thereby, you know, Jiva Goswami was helping him. So both of them used that money to construct Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So that day when they were building Radha Kund, then what happened that night when Raghunath Das Goswami goes to take rest for that 1-2 hours he takes every day, what happens? He gets a dream. In that dream, who comes? Pancha Pandavas. They come and they will say, hey, tomorrow when you are, building Shyama Kund, please make sure that you don't cut these 5 trees. We as Pancha Pandavas are staying in that, we are these 5 trees. Just we are in, you know, staying here to see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Please don't cut us. So that is how Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, they managed to keep these trees and then still build Radha Shyama Kund. That's why Shyama Kund is in a different shape. It's not as rectangular, as square as Radha Kund. But now we don't see those 5 trees. They are not there anymore. But here there is a pillow tree. This is the pillow tree. What happened was, so this is close to Vishwanath Chakravarti's Bhajan Kutir. So this pillow tree actually showed his original form, revealed himself as a Brahmana from Varanasi, and he would share all the pastimes that he was seeing on the banks of Shyama Kund. He would explain, he kept on telling all the pastimes to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So this pillow tree was very, very special. This is the Bhajan Kutir of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and this is right left to Raghunath's Kutir, closer to Shyama Kund, and it is closer to Manasa Pavan Ghat also. After Raghunath Das Goswami left, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur did his bhajan here almost for a 1.5 century here. Then Mataji, you want to say something?
Yeah, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's Bhajan Kutir is also.
It's coming, Mataji. See?
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. How did Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutir come? So there are some very interesting pastimes, which even we will enjoy. So Raghunath, initially there was no Bhajan Kutirs. We know that the Goswamis were staying under the trees, and we know they're changing their tree. So externally they're showing renunciation that they might get attached to that place where they're staying under a tree. But internally what was happening was, when they were lying, sleeping under the tree, that staying there, all the pastimes were being revealed. What happened? And then they will go to another tree. Then they will go to another tree like that. So when he was doing Bhajan, Raghunath Das Goswami, we know Sanatan Goswami, who is one of the eldest Goswami, he would visit Govardhan every single day. So when he came, he visited Raghunath Das Goswami just to see, you know, how he's doing it. But one day what happens, when he came, there were tigers coming around Raghunath Das Goswami, and Sakshat Krishna himself came and he was protecting Raghunath Das Goswami. And when Sanatan Goswami was seeing all this, and actually Krishna looked at Sanatan Goswami and gave a smile, and Krishna left. Then Krishna was saying to Raghunath Das Goswami, hey, we are saying we want to serve Krishna. We are doing bhajan to serve Krishna, and we are taking service from Krishna. What are you doing? You have to be careful. Then Raghunath Das Goswami feels bad. He will think, oh, yes, I'll be careful. And he continued his bhajan. And next time again, Sanatan Goswami came. This time what happened? It was hot in the summer. We know how hot Vrindavan is in summer. Then Radharani was giving shade to Raghunath Das Goswami with the pallu. Then she was sweating because she doesn't have her pallu to, you know, cover herself. She was sweating. And she looked at Sanatan Goswami and she smiled. And Sanatan Goswami said, Raghunath Das, this is not good. The Krishna and Radha are coming to, you know, serve us. It is not good. So you better build a bhajan kutir. So that's how the concept of bhajan kutir has come. So these are two, this is Raghunath Das. Bhajan Kutir. That was the Samadhi before we saw, and this is the Bhajan Kutir, and this is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And one more wonderful thing happened on the banks of Radhakund is where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Raghunath Das Goswami would sit under the banks of Radhakund, and every day 3-4 hours he would say about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would say all the pastimes and all the stories about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishnadas Gauraj Goswami used to, you know, make a note, remember all that. And on the banks of Radhakund, when he got instruction, this is where he was sitting and writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is his bhajan kutir. We have his bed, his room, everything is still there. And actually, there was one more pastime about Raghunath Das Goswami. We know Raghunath Das Goswami, it's very less, right? So one day he falls very sick. So when he fell sick, what happened was they got a Vaidya. Vaidya checked his pulse and the Vaidya said, oh, he has lot of problem eating sweets. He got this, he was sick because he ate lot of sweets. Then they were thinking, Raghunath Das Goswami doesn't eat at all. How will he fall sick eating sweets? Then Raghunath Das Goswami says that today, you know, I was meditating, and in that meditation, I went to the Goloka in my original Siddha Deha. Then the gopis had asked me to cook for sweet rice. I cooked sweet rice. Then they offered to Radha and Krishna, and they asked me to eat. So I had to eat lots of sweet rice. That's how he actually ate sweet, not in this here, but you know, we know how when they meditate, they can go. They have the Siddha Dehas. They are not from here, right? They just come for a purpose to help all of us. But otherwise, they are the eternal residents of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavanda. So that is one more pastime about Raghunath Das Goswami. And this is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And then there is Radha Govinda Temple. Actually, there is Radha Govinda Temple. There is Radha Madan Mohan Temple and even Gopinath's Temple. How come they came from Vrindavan? Because when the Mughals attacked, when Aurangzeb attacked, they stayed at Radhakund because they were trying to shift them quickly, right? So that they don't attack. Then they stayed at Radhakund for some time, and from Radhakund they again went to Kamyavan, and from there they went to Jaipur. So because they stayed there for some time after the original deities left, they actually built a temple of the three deities at Radhakund and even at Kamyavan. When we go to Kamyavan, we can see we have the Pratibhu deities of Govindadev, Gopinath and Madan Mohan. So this, there are beautiful deities, and the Prabhuji here actually takes care of them. It is so nice, beautiful darshan and beautiful decorations. And this here comes an interesting pastime again. So when they were after the Radhakund construction is over by Raghunath Das Goswami and Jiva Goswami, what happened was all the Brajavasis would come every day to Radhakund, and they would wash their vessels, they would wash their clothes, they would, you know, do their household things there. Then Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking, this is not correct. Maybe we have to, you know, build some wells where the Brajavasis can use those wells for their daily necessities. Then they were building well, and they were building well as the builders, like, you know, the workers were trying to build and dug a well. Then suddenly from one stone, there was a lot of blood coming. They got like so surprised and worried, and they go to Raghunath Das Goswami and they say, what has happened? So for that day, they halted the construction of that well. The next day, that day night, Raghunath Das Goswami gets a dream where the, you know, Lord comes and says that very Shila is the tongue of Govardhan. So that's why when they hit the tongue, the blood has come. But then he reveals, he says that, please bring me out and build a temple for me. So that's why this mandir is called, this is a temple, this is called Jivva Mandir. Jivva is tongue, right? Tara Majja Jivvati, we say that. So Jivva Mandir, this is called Jivva Mandir, and this is the, that's a Shila. And if you see Shila at the back also, you will see how when you use some various tools, when you are doing on sculpture on the stone, you can see the marks and impressions. So on the backside of the Shila, you can see those impressions of the tools used on the Shila. So this is the Jivva Mandir. And then we come to our Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. We know Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is a son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They both used to stay here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur got a small land here and he built his Bhajan Kutir. Actually, this is called as Braja Swananda Sukhada Kunj. In Mayapur, it is Swananda Sukhada Kunj. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur came here, it is Braja Swananda Sukhada Kunj. Then every day, if you go there is a stick of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There is a broomstick, you know, cleaning there. Sometimes with the stick, they give blessings. Whoever goes, if you are fortunate enough, they give blessings. And we know how Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted that one day the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to all the entire world. In fact, when the Western devotees would ask Prabhupada, like, you know, please pray for us, please give blessings. In fact, Prabhupada, in one of his Mayapur walk, he said that, now that I brought all of you to Krishna consciousness, I sincerely pray to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he gives you protection and he gives you shelter. So it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prediction that even the Westerners and all the people all around the world will come to Vrindavan, will take the names of Krishna. And one more historical thing happened. Srila Prabhupada got the instruction to print books, if at all he has money, from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the banks of Radhakund. And actually, around Radhakund, the Parikrama Mark, we have seen, they do Radhayatra also. This is the Jagannath Mantir where we have deities and they go on a small procession every year around this Parikrama Mark. So this is the temple.
Yeah, I thought this was cool. And I thought the turtles.
Then here, Jagannath Temple, we have Jiva Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And he is the youngest of all Goswamis and is the son of Rupa Goswami's brother Anupama. If you see here, this is the Mahaprabhu's footprint is there in Puri. So they brought that and put a cast here. So these are the footprint impression cast at this Bhajan Kutir. If we go there, we can see here on the orange footprints. So these are original Mahaprabhu footprints. So please take blessings. Then we come to Lalita Kund. So Lalita Sakhi used this is the beautiful Lalita Kund. She actually used the waters of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund together to make her own kund. And when they cleaned Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, actually they directed that waters to Lalita Kund only. And there were tortoises in the Radha Kund. They even transferred those Radha Kunds to Lalita Kund. So we will see big tortoises in Lalita Kund. So this is the entrance of the temple. There's a small deity of Lalita Sakhi, nicely decorated. And this is Gopi Koop. There is Gopi Koop also. This is a small well. So Koopa means well, right? So this was the place actually where the tongue of, we were discussing, right? The Shila was found. So this is that well, Gopi Koop. They decorated it also.
What can you tell me?
Then after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had found Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, he went and he sat under a tamal tree. So this is that place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat, Chaitanya Baita. Inside Chaitanya Baita. So now this is Sangam. Sangam means it's a place where Radha Kund and Shyam Kund meet together. So these two Kukuits meet here. This is the meeting point. There are so many Shilas here in this place. So this is called Sangam. Sangam means meeting. And this is another other side picture from side view. Okay. And as I said, we have Radha Gopinath temple also here. Then this is Nityananda Baitak. When Nityananda Mahaprabhu came to visit Vrindavan, he sat at this place. So it's called Nityananda Baitak. Very small one. Very small thing.
Hey, 1, 2.
So actually, there's one more pastime I forgot to tell. I think when Raghunath Das Goswami, I don't remember the name. Maybe Mataji, if you know the pastime, you can tell. Like he was writing a book, and then Sanatan Goswami comes and asks, hey, what are you, you know, writing these days? Then he will say that he was writing poetry where he compares Radharani's hair with a snake. Then Sanatan Goswami will say, how can you compare Radharani's, hair with a snake? Snake is very envious. Snake is very, very bad. You know, we consider snake, you know, it's not a good thing. A good animal. Then he will smile and say, okay, you think and you tell me what I can write. Then Sanatan Goswami will say, okay, I will go think and come. But that night he will get a vision where Radha and Krishna are doing their Julan pastime. There is a Julan stali also on the Parikrama Marg. So where they were doing that Julan Parikrama and Julan pastime. And so a black snake goes. He will have that vision, you know, if you climb the swing and it will go and form like a hood on top of Radharani's head. Then he will understand actually that is how exactly Radharani's hair is. And then he will go and he will say to Raghunath Das Goswami that it's okay, you please keep it the same way. There is no need to change. That is what he said. What is that book name, Mataji? If anybody knows, I forgot. Yeah. So this is all about Radha Kund's appearance there.
Mataji, do you know what is Tamal Tala?
Tamal Tala. Mataji, it's here, see, on the bank of Shyamakund, this tree is there. Mahaprabhu, I was saying, no, after he found Radha Kund and Shyamakund, he was sitting under the Tamal tree. This is that place.
Yeah, that's the Tamal Tala.
This is inside. So this is pretty much the places around Radha Kund. So I think I did some justice. Thank you so much. Please, any corrections or any additions, please do that.
Very nice, Mataji.
If you all have some time, we can have darshan of Radha Kund.
You have video?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay, you can share.
Mataji.
Who is that? Is that Akshita?
Yes. Yes, Mataji.
You don't have school?
I do, but not now. At 9 o'clock.
Okay. Very good. Oh. I am sure. I'm just giving me a minute. I'm sure.
7 equals 1 is 6.
And we know Srila Prabhupada's favorite bhajan. Radha Kund. I think I didn't share the computer sound.
Let's turn the whole thing.
This is the bhajan kutir of if we have to go like this to go.
Where is the bhajan kutir?
Not that is not. This is how we enter.
It's the back
seven.
I knew you can do it. Mataji, can I show Indradyumna Swami Maharajas if you all have time?
Yeah, yes, Mataji.
Okay, this is very beautiful.
I'm going to show me my touch.
See, this is Janava Mata's wife.
Speaking about this sacred place and an
organization,
I've been asked to give this interview. And again, it's very confidential. This is the bathing tank of Lord Krishna's dearest devotee, dearest gopi, eternal spiritual world. But when all these divine personalities were here on this earth planet, they were in the mood of preaching, delivering the fallen conditioned souls, sharing, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.
So one more thing is we don't celebrate appearance of Shyama Kund, we say appearance of Radha Kund, because we know that Krishna said that this is my favorite and this Kund will be more renowned than my Kund. So Krishna gave that word and that benediction. I wouldn't say benediction, but he, out of his love, he said that. So that is why Radha Kund's appearance is more celebrated than Shyama Kund.
Yeah, Radha Kund is like Radharani herself.
Yeah, liquid form of Radharani's love, they say. So please recite Radha Kund Ashtakam, one of my favorite Ashtakams, Radha Kripa Kat Ashtakam. I see so many Vrajvasis, they sit in the water and recite Radha Kripa Kat Ashtakam. Radha Kund Ashtakam is so beautiful. So please, if you get a chance, whole of this Kartik month, please recite. And that Jiva Shila is there, right? If you circumambulate 7 times around it, it is as equal as doing 1 Govardhan Parikrama. So if you want, you can take a picture and do Parikrama.
Yes.
So you were talking about the irregularity and the regularity. Right, you said you'll tell the reason.
That's Mataji, because the Pandavas were saying, please don't cut us. He had to adjust without cutting, that he had to go this, like this, and then, you know, make the Shyama Kund, keeping the 5 trees there without cutting them. That's why there is no proper shape.
Okay, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. We'll see tomorrow.
Thank you, Mataji, for a very, very nice class. Let's pay our obeisances to Mataji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpata Rupyasya Krupa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda
ki jai.
Vrindavana Dham ki jai.
Hare
Krishna.
Thank you very much, Padma Sakhi Mataji.